Fair of New Zealand to come to the stage. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, Director General, Excellencies, colleagues, ladies and gentlemen, it's my pleasure to address you as a group for the first time. At the outset, let me thank the government and the people of Kenya for their gracious hosting of this ministerial conference and for the hospitality they have extended to us and to my delegation. I want to recognise the importance of the occasion of the first WTO ministerial meeting held in Africa. It must be clear to all of us that this is not going to be an easy week and that the current situation is not an auspicious way to mark the 20th anniversary of the WTO. But we are here and we are working together to secure an outcome befitting the importance of this milestone. Despite the difficulties it has faced, the WTO remains New Zealand's number one trade priority. For a small, geographically isolated trading nation like ours, nothing offers greater potential than the multilateral, rules-based trading system. And to be very clear, the system must include a negotiation function, whether it be one based on Doha or otherwise. Drawing the curtain on the Doha round could not mean that the Doha issues or the problems that they have impeded us will go away. We cannot pretend, for example, that a system which allows some countries to maintain a very high level of domestic support and border protection in agriculture is a fair one. Equally, as the global economy evolves, so too must the multilateral trading system evolve. This process of evolution must be reflected in the activities of the WTO. We must complete the 20th century agenda, but we cannot exclusively lock ourselves into that. Nor can we afford to pause or rewind the progress the WTO has made over two decades. That process is more than just implementing the WTO agreements, settling disputes and ensuring oversight of commitments. I refer here to the essential role that the WTO plays in progressing the trade agenda and ensuring it adapts to meet the requirements of a modern world. We have the opportunity over the critical hours and days ahead to demonstrate that the WTO can progress that agenda in several critical areas. Most significantly for New Zealand's economy, we are all working hard on a substantive and important outcome in export competition in agriculture. As President Kenyatta wisely observed yesterday, the agricultural negotiations are the ones for which developing countries can derive most gain, while also providing us with the best opportunity to address long-standing distortions. In particular, we hope that we can achieve our long-held goal of finally eliminating agricultural export subsidies, as well as other measures on export financing and food aid. We also look forward to substantial outcomes for least developed countries in a range of areas, and to the other elements of the Nairobi package that are being progressed. New Zealand will continue to play its part in making this conference a success. As the Director General has said, we know that the outcome of this ministerial will not be comprehensive, but we can and we must ensure it is credible. And what is credible is more than just agreeing on the lowest common denominator, it is achieving an outcome that is commercially meaningful, that can be implemented and respected, and which will act as a compass that can guide us in the next stage of our journey as members of the organisation. Thank you.